Ukraine security issue.
On October 10th, Ukraine endured a massive Russian missile and aviation strike. During Monday morning, the enemy forces launched just under 100 missiles, half of which were shot down by Ukraine's air defense system, reported Ukrainian Deputy Defense Minister Ganna Maler. Russian occupiers caused damage to 11 critical infrastructure facilities in Kyiv and 8 regions Ukraine-wide. Several regions of the country are without electricity. Prime Minister Denis Shmigal in his Telegram channel has warned the population of possible water, electricity and network outages. According to him, the main aim of the Russian occupiers is to cause panic, frighten Ukrainians, leaving them without light and heat. All services are working on site. Everything possible is being done to renew the functionality of all infrastructure facilities, wrote Denis Shmigal. Following Russia's massive missile attack on Ukraine, President Volodymyr Zelensky is to speak at an emergency meeting of the G7. Zelensky tweeted that he had agreed with Chancellor Olaf Scholz of Germany holding presidency of the G7 in an urgent meeting of the group. According to the Office of the President, the urgent G7 meeting shall convene on Tuesday, the 11th of October, where members shall discuss sheltering Ukraine's sky, sanctions against Russia, and aid in recovering damaged infrastructure. After speaking with Olaf Scholz, Zelensky discussed the Russian missile attack with French President Macron and Polish President Duda. Volodymyr Zelensky recorded an address outside the presidential office during this morning missile attack on Kyiv.
Маємо справу з терористами, десятки ракет, іранські шахіди. Вони дві мішені. Вони прагнуть паніки і хаос.
We are dealing with terrorists, dozens of missiles, Iranian shahids. They have two targets. They are willing to cause panic and chaos and destroy our energy infrastructure. The other target is people. They purposefully chose such a time and such targets for the attack in order to cause maximum damage. There may be temporary power outages now, but there will be never interruptions in our confidence in Ukraine's victory. Why have they attacked in such a way? The enemy seeks to frighten us, to make us flee. But the only direction we can run in is straight ahead. Our forces are demonstrating this on battlefield, and this is the way it shall be. Always remember, Ukraine was here before the enemy came along. Ukraine shall be here thereafter. In an address recorded on the eve of the strikes, Volodymyr Zelensky said that the Russia's constant terror against the civilian population is an obvious Russian refusal to engage in real negotiations. The negotiations on the provision of such air defense systems, the negotiations on increasing other defense, political and financial support for Ukraine are the only possible negotiation format that can really bring peace closer.
Україна виграє в цій війні. Ми можемо звільнити всю нашу землю і можемо поставити.
Ukraine will win this war. We can liberate our entire land and we can put the terrorist state in place. Russia must be punished for terror. Only this guarantees that the confrontation will not grow to an even greater scale and will not spread to other countries. Therefore, official designation of the Russia as a terrorist state is needed, designation at all levels. It is necessary to accelerate the provision of a sufficient number of effective air defense systems to Ukraine. Other Ukrainian politicians have also responded to Russian missile terror. Andriy Yermak, presidential office head, said in response to the shelling of a playground in Kyiv, "Cowards fighting with children's playgrounds, kids and people. This is another signal to the civilized world that the Russian issue should be dealt with force," Andriy Yermak wrote in his Telegram channel. All Ukrainian schools shall switch to distance learning until the end of this week, announced Sergei Skarlet, Minister of the Education and Science. A building in Kyiv, which also houses the German visa office, was damaged by a rocket fire this morning, reported German news outlet Bild, citing former chairman of the Bell Foundation in Kyiv, Sergei Sumlinny, who tweeted photos of the damage caused to the diplomatic facility. German ambassador to Ukraine, Anna Feldhausen, said she found shelter with hundreds of residents of Kyiv during this morning's missile attack. The US embassy has called on Americans who are currently in Ukraine to seek shelter during attacks and, if possible, to depart Ukraine now, when it is safe to do so, reads an announcement on the site of the embassy. The embassy reports that Russia has targeted civilian and state infrastructure in Kyiv and other areas. A bill has been tabled in the US Congress to recognize the Russian Federation as a state sponsor of terrorism, senior advisor to Congress Paul Massara wrote in his Twitter post. He added that US lawmakers will also consider the issue of the recognizing Russia's actions as genocide of the Ukrainian people. The European Union has announced additional military aid to Ukraine in the aftermath of the Russian massive missile attack, stated European Union Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell, reiterating the bloc's support for Ukraine. Western leaders and businessmen who are trying to bring Ukraine to the negotiation table with Russia do not understand the essence of the aggressor and have no right to appease the enemy with the Ukrainian territories, said advisor to the presidential office head Mikhailo Podolyak.
Вони не розуміють, що слово Росія, яка ще не зазнала фінальної поразки, це не про переговори, а про ультиматуми, типа виконайте те, що говорить Росія, і тоді це буде вважатись переговорами. Ну і нарешті друге ключове.
They don't understand that the word Russia that hasn't experienced final defeat means ultimatums, not negotiations. Do as Russia says, and these shall be considered as negotiations. And secondly, what is key, why do they want to trade our land? The Attilans come to the negotiation table and give something up to appease Russia. Why don't they give up something of theirs? That would be reasonable. And thirdly, a key point for them, what makes them think that Russia won't continue to employ the same nuclear threat strategy? Taking someone's land and saying, if you don't give this to us, we will use nuclear weapons. Why are they so confident that Russia won't use this in the future? After Russia's missile strikes on Ukraine, the time has come to lift restrictions on arms supplies to Ukraine, Deputy Foreign Minister of the Czech Republic Jaroslav Kurfürst told reporters on Monday. Deputy Defense Minister Tomáš Kopečný in turn said that the restrictions that some countries have imposed on themselves were unnecessary in the first place. According to him, since the beginning of the full-scale invasion, it has been a daily quest to generate diplomatic responses to Russia's terrorist attacks. The large American online dictionary has updated the spelling of more than 40 Ukrainian toponyms. Names of Ukrainian settlements have been updated or changed in order to reflect or prioritize spelling or pronunciation in Ukrainian. Examples include Chernobyl, Dnipro, Kharkiv, Luhansk, Lviv, Odessa. Entries with Russian-spelled Ukrainian place names are now specifically defined as such and cross-referenced to the primary entries with Ukrainian spellings, explains the authors of the dictionary.com.